It's a sultry afternoon on Richmond's historic Church Hill. Bobby Ellis parks his black SUV outside the Clay Street Market, leaving the radio on as he heads in to stock up on summer essentials. James Brown, Willie Robinson, and Serge Lewis are also picking up supplies.
Potato chips, sodas,
mostly beer and alcohol.
No cigarettes.
No fresh fruits or vegetables.
I would buy fresh fruits and vegetables, but he don't have the variety that I like. No corn, no lettuce, no lima beans.
Would you like to have more of the fresh fruits and vegetables in your neighborhood?
Of course.
Which is where Virginia Community Capital comes in. That group persuaded 8 not-for-profits, government agencies, and corporations to launch a program offering small payments to corner stores willing to carry a selection of fresh fruits and vegetables. Supplies come from Tricycle Gardens, a group that uses vacant land in Richmond to grow crops.
Right now in the summertime, you'll find tomatoes and squash and peppers and eggplant. And then as we move into the fall, we'll have our collard greens and lettuces and beets and turnips and broccoli.
Tricycle's director, Sally Schwitter, says local children are a central part of the growing effort, discovering where food comes from and saying the darndest things.
That's a carrot. I've never had a blackberry before. It's surprising, but it's also beautiful to see a child delight in a love for broccoli that they didn't know that they had because they hadn't enjoyed it fresh.
Some parents have no idea how to prepare fresh produce, so Tricycle Gardens also offers cooking demonstrations.
We're working with community members who do have a love for cooking food and holding cooking demonstrations, nutrition education. We did tastings of a cucumber tomato salad that people were first reluctant. I'm not sure if I want to try that. And then came back for more and more.
So far, only 2 corner stores on Richmond's east side have signed up to take part in the Get Fresh program. They'll get grants of no more than $300 this year, but Virginia Community Capital's Paul Noldy hopes to expand into other neighborhoods and eventually go statewide.
It's not going to happen overnight, but eventually the buying habits and the eating habits probably will change just because there's access now.
The coalition surveyed more than 200 residents before planting this year's crops, and it continues to get feedback from potential customers to supply the vegetables and fruits they want at their neighborhood stores. I'm Sandy Houseman.